Some news for today, Friday, October 7th. The town of Cairo to restore its mountain views and create a scenic highway. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail, plans to restore the view of the Catskill Mountains along Mountain Avenue in Cairo, Purling, and Round Top are underway. A group of residents and local legislators working in collaboration with the Greene County Highway Department will develop a plan to restore the mountain vistas that could be seen in the area years ago and transform the road into a scenic highway. Legislator William Lawrence, who represents Cairo, said the plan is to remove trees along the road that block the view of the mountains so the landscape can be fully visible again. It is something that has been discussed since the year 2000, when Route 24 underwent repairs, Lawrence said. Local resident Don South to remove the trees and stumps, Lawrence said that an important part of the project is to leave the area's ecosystem undisturbed. He said the work will be done seasonally and should take between 3 and 4 years to complete. Greene County Highway Department Superintendent Robert Van Valkenburg confirmed his department is involved in the project, and he agrees with the goal of restoring the view. And quote, it's kind of a special project. There was quite a scenic view there, end quote, Van Valkenburg said. Greg Hudson was reporting in the Register Star, KeyCorp will complete its takeover of the First Niagara Bank this weekend. Several of First Niagara's local branch offices will be transformed and open as key bank locations following the Columbia Day holiday. The $4.1 billion deal, announced last October, provided for the KeyCorp acquisition of First Niagara's bank branches and nearly $40 billion in assets and $30 billion in deposits. That's a lot of money. The takeover will be completed with the transfer of approximately 1 million First Niagara accounts to the KeyBank computer system, as well as the installation of KeyBank signage and the merchandise at all branches this weekend. KeyBank representatives will be available starting Tuesday, October 11th, to assist customers with replacing their ATM and debit cards. KeyBank will close 18 First Niagara locations of the capital region as part of the merger. The First Niagara branches in Catskill and Ravenna will close this weekend. At some future date, KeyBank branches in Copaic and Greenport will be consolidated with nearby First Niagara branches. Earlier plans to close the First Niagara branch in Philmont have been abandoned. The WGXC Record and Media Fair, previously scheduled to take place this week, has been rescheduled to Saturday, November 5th. The event will take place at the Second Word Foundation, located at 71 North 3rd Street in Hudson. The day-long sale of electricity, vinyl, CDs, cassette tapes, DVDs, books, and musical instruments, and radio-related ephemera is a fundraiser for Hands-On Creative Community Radio. Tables are still available, so anyone interested in participating as a vendor should write to recordfair@wgxc.org or lynn@wgxc.org. The Times Union is reporting that while Hurricane Matthew forces coastal evacuations in Florida and South Carolina, the capital region will be spared by the storm. After hitting the Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina coast, Matthew is expected to drift eastward, potentially making its way back down the Gulf Stream by next week, according to the National Weather Service. Airports at Fort Lauderdale and Orlando have been closed. Fort Lauderdale is closed indefinitely, while Orlando intends to open Saturday morning. Service from Albany Airport to Tampa and the Florida Gulf Coast is still operational. Amtrak, Silver Star, Silver Meteor, and Auto Train have been canceled through Saturday. The Palmetto will operate only as far south as Washington, D.C. The Chatham Courier is reporting the 17th annual Film Columbia will be held October 24th through October 30th in Chatham and Hudson. The event this year will offer a lineup of international feature, documentary, independent, short, and children's films. Screenings will be held at the Crandall Theater, the Morris Memorial, and Hudson Opera House. The festival will open with a special James Ivory tribute with a screening of a newly restored 25th anniversary edition of Howard's End. The festival will highlight Cuban cinema and the Saturday evening sneak preview, which remains classified until showtime. It will offer one of the most important English language movies of the year. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting a Columbia County man was rescued unhurt after driving his vehicle off Columbia County Route 21B into a private pond on Tuesday, October 4th. Robert A. Brooks, Jr., 38, of Ghent, was alone in the 2006 Ford Explorer at the time of the accident. He was sitting on the roof of the partially submerged vehicle, and the Ghent Fire Department and Chatham Rescue Squad arrived to help. First responders extended a ladder horizontally to the vehicle, and Brooks was able to walk on it to reach the shore. He told police he had fallen asleep at the wheel. David Kinnard is reporting at Politico New York. New York University accidentally posted a draft news release online announcing that Paul Romer, one of the university's business professors, was the winner of the 2016 Nobel Prize for Economics. This year's winner has not yet been announced, and Romer has not received the prize. The statement says Romer, the 2016 Nobel Laureate in Economics, will take part in the press conference on Monday, October 10th, the same day the Nobel Committee is scheduled to announce the recipient of the award. NYU said Thursday, October 6th, it does not know who will win the prize this year and has no special insight into the committee's thinking. The Stern School of Business issued a statement that read in part, "We are deeply distressed that a draft test webpage not officially linked to our website unintentionally became viewable on the web. We're deeply sorry that these routine preparations may appear presumptuous, and we apologize to all concerned. Rummer, who is known for his work on cities and economic growth, was named chief economist of the World Bank in July. Friday, October 7th, 2016, the local weather forecast for today, patchy fog, which 4, 9 a.m., otherwise sunny, high near 74. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 50. Forecast for the next 2 days, Saturday, a chance of showers mainly after 10 a.m., increasing clouds, high near 65. Saturday night, a chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, low around 49. Sunday, sunny with a high near 62. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 7 a.m. The sunset today will be at 6:25 p.m., giving us 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight.